Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, we're ready to go. 60 minutes of solid Michigan Tech hockey talk here on the Mel Pearson Show on a Monday morning, and glad to have you with us here today. We have lots to talk about. Boy, the goals were plentiful this weekend. Michigan Tech pumping in 14 goals this weekend, and they sweep the Lake State Lakers 2-0 and move on to the second round of the WCHA playoffs, which they will also be hosting, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But welcome back, Coach, and congratulations on a big win.
Good morning, Dirk. Happy to be with you, like usual on Monday. But, it was a good way to start the playoffs. I thought our team did a nice job of preparing to play and, for the most part, played 6 pretty solid periods. You could question maybe the third period on Friday night, but when you look back, we only gave them 7 attempted shots on goal, and we had 2 saves in the period. They had 2 goals, and it's the only period we lost. But other than that, I thought we played solid all weekend, and that's critical. You know, you're going to try to put string 60 minutes together every night, and as you go forward, and now we do, we'll play a team that's going to be tougher to play, and a lot on the line. So looking forward to it, though. But no, good weekend, good way to get through, and like I said, open up the playoffs.
What I really liked about so many of the goals were great plays. I mean, they weren't your standing in front of the net bouncing around. I mean, those are great goals too. Any goal is great, but man, they were some really pretty plays.
Well, no question about it, and that's the key. I thought we made plays. You know, we were looking to make plays. We had a little bit more poise and patience with the puck than maybe normally we have, instead of just throwing it around or trying to get it to an area. It started right from the first goal Friday night. I mean, Joel Esperance, we were kidding Joel, 95% of the people in the building probably thought he was going to shoot that one, including the goalie. And he makes a great pass, because Joel's a scorer. He likes to shoot the puck, but he made an excellent play, drew everybody towards him, and just gives it to Alex Smith, who basically has an open net to shoot at. But right from the get-go, we were making plays. Things were on. Thought we had a good week of practice. We've shortened things up a little bit, increased the intensity, and told the players, we're going to put more heat on them as we go forward. Just to be prepared for that and demand more out of them in practice. And, hopefully then that leads into the games. And I thought this weekend it did.
With everybody playing well, does that not only help, obviously, with the game, but it creates that more of that competition? Because you had Blacklock play right on Friday night. He played a great game. You said that, right? But we have other guys that are in there, too. It creates that good, healthy rivalry, doesn't it?
Well, you'd like to create some, some competition. But also, you always have to, prepare in case you're playing 3 games. You don't expect that. But I think you have to be a realist and look in case. And that's how you structure your whole week, in case we play 3 games even next weekend, we have to structure it. So we have the energy over those 3 games. So, but you're right, Mason. It's hard. It was a hard decision because that's probably, if not one of the best games that Mason Blacklock's played in a Tech uniform. He didn't score anything, but he did some good things. I had him out against Mitch Holtz, their leading scorer, and I felt confident. I told Mason after the game and the next day that I had no issues with putting you out there, and that's good, and that's the point you want to get to, where you can put anyone on your team against the opponent's best player and not worry about it. Have the confidence, and we're pretty well there. We're getting there, and obviously with the opponent we have this weekend with Winnipeg Jet draft choice C.J. Franklin, with one of the best free agents in the country who will sign an NHL contract after the season, Dan Brickley on the point, but you got Steppen, you got McClure, You got Michaels, who almost led our league in scoring as a freshman. So, the challenge only gets tougher, but it's nice to know and have that confidence. And we had 11 different guys score goals. We scored 14 goals. When you have 11 guys score goals, and that's been one of our strengths all year, is the depth and now of our team, and you're starting to see that now. So it was good to get everybody, most guys involved this weekend. Chris Gary had missed some time in practice. That's why he didn't play on Friday, but we wanted to make sure he got back in the game because he had played pretty good the weekend before. But pretty happy with everything that went on the weekend. Special teams, defensive play, offensive play, face-offs, you name it. Discipline was pretty good. So a lot of good things. And we have to get in good habits, and I thought we did a good job of starting those habits and getting to good habits last weekend.
Total domination on Saturday night on faceoffs by Mike Neville, 13-5.
Well, it's interesting. 11-5. It's interesting you say that, because after Friday's game, so we have a meeting on Saturday morning, and the tone of the meeting that we set was, and I mentioned it maybe after the game on Saturday, is what can you do better? The attempted shots were 51-18. On Friday night, we scored 5 goals and it was 5-1 at one point in the first period. I mean, a lot of good things happened in the game, but I called upon some of our leaders and asked them, like, what can you do better? Because, everybody should challenge himself to do something better, to continue to get better. So Mike Neville, after Friday's game, Saturday morning, we said, what can you do to be better? Right away, face-offs. Face-off. So if you look at his Friday night numbers, I'm going to bet you he wasn't as good Friday as he was Saturday.
Absolutely. In fact, he was 7-11 on Friday.
And so he did not hesitate, and he's one of our best face-off guys. And what's he do Saturday? 13-5?
13-5.
Yeah, and, we ask Gavin Gould, what can you do better? Joel Esperance, it was amazing. And, each player, what they said was right on. They know players are smart, and that's the challenge. Is never to be satisfied. Sure, we had a good game. Sure, we won the game. Yada yada yada. But we had to be better Saturday night, because you knew they were going to come out and have a better push. And I thought we were better Saturday night overall in a lot of areas.
Well, let's take a look at that first goal. You had already talked about, Coach. It was Lesperance coming down, and you might be able to hear in the call Alex Smith calling for the puck. Right out in front and take it out of there by Smith. Smith found a way to stick handle away from traffic. Got it to center ice, and here comes Lesperance, picks it up. He'll go in and roll. Center ice shot! Scores! Smith with the goal and a great pass by Lesperance. The Huskies take a 1-0 lead. Well, great goal there, as you mentioned, Coach, and I'm not sure if the defenseman played it as well as he could, but what a great pass by Lesperance.
Well, it was a great pass, no question. Well, Joel, he's coming in on his offside, so he's got a lot of net to shoot at when you have the puck on that area, and I think, he took it and held it long enough to make it look like he was going to shoot. I mean, he really had the goalie's attention. The goalie had to play Joel because the defenseman wasn't really coming over to him enough, and then at the last minute the defenseman comes over, and now both the goalie and the defenseman are committed to Joel, which left Alex Smith open, and good for Smitty. 80% of the time he's been firing that over the net in practice, so we've been on him about that, but it's a good goal for him. I challenged Smitty this week in practice, because he was one drill, we were doing a shooting drill, and he was just casual, just sort of throwing it in the net and then skating away. And there's no urgency to put the puck in the net. So as I called the team over, I asked him if he knew who Max Pacioretty was. And Smitty sort of said, yeah. I said, well, how many goals does Max Pacioretty have? 30, and Max is one of the leading scorers, in the NHL. And I said, I was fortunate to coach Max Pacioretty. And I saw how every day in practice, anytime he shot the puck or we did a drill or around the net, he was tenacious as heck. And I said, Smitty, it's no surprise that he's one of the leading goal scorers in the National Hockey League. You get the message. And I think Smitty got the message. So he was much, much better this weekend. And sometimes you have to just remind these young people, of what it takes to have success. You take sometimes for granted that you're in the lineup, that you're playing, that maybe the team, they'll get it done even if I just show up. Well, that's not right. Everybody's got to show up, and good for him, and that's a big goal to get us off to a good start. But another good play in the neutral zone. We talked about underhandling the puck and transitioning Lake State, and that led to that goal.
Well, and how important was the play right before that? Because we almost gave up a goal right before that, and the puck was bouncing around in front, and Alex Smith was able to kind of weave his way out of
there. And then we made the play on the breakout, and we outlined that in the video, how good defense leads to our transition and to good offense.
All right, so the Huskies up.